Seasoned it. Salt, oregano, aromats, because...
Oregano.
Literally.
I do love oregano.
Me too.
Love
pepper,
some mixed
Italian
herbs.
Cheese, in parmesan. And then whisked, and then just dipped the bread in.
Yeah.
Fried it. When it was almost done, threw some cheese on it so that it could melt.
And some pepper juice.
Added some pepper juice, sun-dried tomatoes, and basil.
Basil, yes.
Give it some freshness,
perfect.
You know.
Perfect.
Yeah.
This can is a setting. Picture's important. It's steady. They're like steady. This can is a setting. Picture's important. It's steady. They're like steady.
Yes, you were saying about Rihanna. Rihanna has a new
Ooh.
Song. We are eating. We are eating.
Yeah.
And I heard it. I heard it from the reel. And I was like, ooh, I don't know about this. Apparently, it's like really emotional.
Okay.
Because
so,
Wakanda.
No. As somebody who loves Rihanna and has seen Wakanda Forever, which is the sequel to Black Panther. Duh.
Oh, so that's the name of the sequel, Wakanda Forever.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Black Panther 2.
So imaginative.
I know. Wakanda Forever. Anyway, sorry. Okay. So for me,
I need to see it.
As the, I can say a lot of things.
Shuri is. Let's not get into it.
I'm not. I mean, I could because I saw the film.
Yeah, let's
the
not
day
get
that it came
into
out.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
soft
not.
Legs. Anyway, you know what? There's a lot of things I can say about Lift Me Up. The first thing I will say. Might
also
be controversial.
I just want to try and hear it. Actually.
Might be controversial, but
yeah.
I think it's a wee bit like. I think it was a bit boring for.
Yeah.
For okay, so for Rihanna comeback. No, because I believe that Rihanna has always been an artist that knows her pocket, right? And she's at her best, mid to up tempo, when she's making music for us to shake our asses. That's my favorite Rihanna.
I guess, back then.
And honestly...
But that was not my favorite Rihanna at all.
For me, Rihanna doesn't have
well,
the vocals
umbrella,
to carry
yeah,
a ballad.
Nobody thinks... I don't
so
think we...
So, for me,
yeah.
to
She can
this,
carry a note. She can sing
no,
along
100%,
with all of us.
100%.
She can sing along.
But like...
Can she?
Do you know... Like, she can't... And for me... I get it.
But on Anti,
okay,
guys,
I
she
get
gave
it
us
as
what,
do
some
not
vocals.
Use Love on the Brain as an example of
no,
vocal prowess.
No, but she did give us some vocals.
No, she did.
That
but
Rihanna
like,
can give. Because,
no,
guys, voices are varied.
No,
I'm always
no,
going to be that
person.
I'm always be that
just
person.
Like I'll always
there
be a bit of
always
a snob
a place
about
for
vocals.
A voice. There is
always
100%, a place for any kind of voice.
100%. Okay. But now you are giving me a ballad.
Yes, and also it is a ballad.
It's a ballad.
Oh.
So when you are giving me a ballad, I am probably going to critique.
I don't know. I want
vocal.
To try and play.
And Thames wrote the song. Thames wrote, I love Thames. Thames wrote
love
the song,
Thames,
and
I Thames.
Think Thames should have sang that
you.
Song.
I love Thames. You,
I
you think she should have sang
it. The second single, actually. Oh,
just
why is the name escaping me? The second single from the film is better. Wait, hold on. What is it called?
Rihanna.
The second single... Where the hell is... Born Again. Born Again is a better song than Lift Me Up.
Okay. I don't know which
that
one
I prefer.
Heard.
You probably heard Lift Me Up.
Okay,
but
okay.
In the context of the film,
okay.
The moment when the movie ends and then Lift Me Up starts... Then I was like,
oh,
oh I get it. Yeah.
Oh, it plays in context.
Okay.
So it's actually for the movie. It's written for the movie.
Yeah. It's a song for the soundtrack. We are shocked and amazed that Ryan Coogler and Kendrick Lamar got Rihanna to come out of hiding and
I
give
know,
two songs
right.
for the movie soundtrack.
But she would have
we
for
love
them.
That. No, she definitely
yeah.
would for them. It's really cool. And I mean, we know that Kendrick and Rihanna work together on Loyalty and
yeah.
whatever. So, you know. It was a good time, but definitely prefer Born Again as a song than Lift Me Up, personally.
Because you were about to get into why.
I was just saying my why is that ballads are not her sweet spot. Her sweet spot are mid to up tempo.
Oh, okay. Like
as
what?
Shaken,
like
Pour It Up.
Also, you know what I love about Rihanna is that reggae. Yes. I love her reggae when she's doing her patois. I love that.
I don't want you to say the freaking wicked. She's
like party drinking.
And even when she's there with Chilled Sissa, out. Like, let me cover your shit in good.
Oh, I love it. Auntie was a lot of that. Like, she was in her pocket.
Perfect.
She was in her pocket.
Auntie No Skips is the hill she can die.
Oh, I love Auntie. She was damn playing it.
And that's why I was like, no, you're giving me a ballad, Rihanna. I want to shake my bum. I do want to play it.
I do want to give my girl a chance, honey. Okay. Because she's back. She's giving us something.
We'll give a snippet.
She's giving us something, at least. I actually got a little emotional. But then at the same time, I'm like, it's for a movie, so I can never really trust... I can't trust soundtracks too much.
Yes, you can. You can't trust soundtracks.
Are we talking about Thingy Love and Basketball? Or, like, there's certain...
There are so many movie soundtracks.
There's Waiting to Exhale. There's, like, black movie soundtracks.
There is The Bodyguard.
Okay, there's Brown Sugar. Those are old... But today I haven't heard...
Black Panther the first Black Panther had a very good soundtrack.
No, I didn't like... I didn't like what Kendrick and them and Caesar did in the
I
first...
I enjoyed it.
I didn't.
When
I
all
didn't.
The stars were go and shit,
no,
I enjoyed that song. I love that song.
I hate that song.
That was a moment. You know what? Movie soundtracks have been good. Not what they used to be, but a lot of them... Gosh, even if you think of the score...
I just don't trust them. I just don't trust writing for something else as an artist. And you also need to be... You also need to...
If Beale Street could talk...
You also need to be like... You need to be the artist that you are alongside what the movie is about, you know? And not every artist is a fit for the movie. That's why I'm like... I can't tell if this is you or this is you writing for the movie or being commissioned for the movie. I can never really get to the heart. And that is what I felt about the first. I can't stand that song. Ooh, and I cannot stand that song. I feel like SZA. I feel like Kendrick. Ooh, no, I can't stand that song. I'm disappointed.
That's a great song.
No, it's not. It is a bad. It's the stuff you hear at the gym. I cannot. No.
Although it did have a good pace for the gym.
It definitely is the type of music you listen to at the gym. And that's usually whack. Come on. Is this it? Lift Me Up. Okay, cool. Of course. And the wife, have you seen that? Guys, speaking of, we are getting into that.
We may have to skip this. Why is this such a long ad?
It's unskippable.
Just pause.
Can you believe?
I'll play it.
It's coming. Okay. Yes, just be patient. There we go. Okay, is this the beginning of the song? You're already like, Oh yeah, this is the one I heard.
She said with disappointment.
The video looks interesting. Obviously, it's actually a screenshot of the movie. I don't know. Okay.
Do you know what?
Still can't make a true judgment on it. Hey,
I think, listen to it. I mean, I've already made my judgment.
You have? I can't make a judgment on it yet.
I have. Yeah, it's my favorite. I'm glad she's back, quote unquote.
She's singing. Is she not singing? That's not a singing voice for you.
I just feel like, I don't know. It's not... Didn't move me.
Yeah, it's not moving.
It didn't move me.
She is singing. A lot of
the other song I thought was like more. The other song felt more Rihanna, but this honestly didn't move me. I'm not gonna lie. In the film, I was like, oh, okay, because context. But by itself,
And what's that okay. called?
Born Again.
Born Again.
So it's this. I mean, the best part is in the middle, but
we can skip to the middle. That is no, the no, that is the other one. There we go. Did you find it? Mm.
But still, both very slow, but just better. I give my heart to this place. I give my soul to whatever it takes. Never who's on backing there, I wonder?
I mean, wonder who's on backing there. Sounds like a man.
Yeah, who knows?
It's always lovely to hear
the
a man on a woman's, like a duet. It's almost a bit like a duet, but it's nice to hear backing vocals that are male.
Do you know
when there's female?
Do you know my favorite example of that
vocals
is
singing?
Aaliyah's Come Over, with Tank on the background vocals.
Yes. Oof.
Mm. Tank.
Oh, but also backing vocalists, man.
I love it. What a skill. What an, some of the greatest artists we have, some of the greatest voices now, people started as background singers.
Absolutely.
I give you Luther Vandross.
Listen,
Mariah Carey, Kelly Price,
Brandy.
Come on, Brandy. Like, ooh, come on. A lot of people started with BGVs. It's
and it's usually people
amazing.
Who sang.
Yeah, the background vocal. Also, why is it that most background vocalists are black? Every time, in live shows, even it's always black backup singers.
I've seen. I
really see other races.
I guess I'm like a Moonchild. I've seen a couple of, and Little Dragon. Like, I've seen,
Moonchild,
like,
I still honestly can't believe that they are pasty white people. It shocks
right?
me every time.
Right, it is. It's shocking.
And
it's shocking.
Amber's just there with her red hair and a sweet ass little
and
voice.
And singing.
Yeah.
With that voice. My God, I am like, you stole some black woman's voice, girl. I'm kidding.
Okay, but we must also
terrible.
Talk about that.
That's terrible.
Why do we love that as a people?
What?
When white people have soul, it's like, whoa. We
love
blue-eyed
soul. Is it
soul
or is it just... Because it's like,
we
it's
do,
soul,
like, we
have it,
like,
yeah, you know,
everybody,
like, it's
yeah.
black music, it's black, yeah. black things are obviously
was,
a lot more spicier than white things,
yeah,
spicy is
and
probably
I mean,
not the word.
Yeah, I mean, there was this whole big debate about how, like, Tank is basically Sam Smith,
oh,
but black.
Tank!
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, and it will always be a thing of, like, Adele is famous, but Jasmine Sullivan should be more famous, do you know what I mean? Just... In and I mean I love them both, dude. Actually, I love all the people that I mentioned, but like I don't know, there's always such a strange thing of giving accolades to white people for having big soulful voices.
I know, for doing the black thing.
Yeah, it's weird.
Ah,
anyway,
world.
Hi,
the world doesn't respect us.
Will they ever? Jury still
out. Oh God, hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you good?
I could be better. Could always be better.
Yeah. Guys, yeah, it's an emotional journey all the time.
Emotional,
upon emotional journeys.
Yeah.
Anyways, today is an episode on the state of South African TV, which sounds serious, but it's not.
No. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's so weird. It's weird. Is
it's
it the title of an essay? Could be. But you know what? It's so interesting. There was actually a very good TikTok on this.
Yeah, there really was. I tried to.
Just talking about a lot of the things that we have a frustration with and this idea that, you know, South African TV is just not what it once was in its golden ages, quote unquote. And, you know, the way that we watch TV has obviously changed with streaming and all that fun stuff.
Let's go back. Obviously, we have to start at the golden ages.
Yeah. And I mean, you know what? Even before I got to the golden ages, quote unquote, how old are we? I actually started researching.
So where are the golden ages?
You know what?
For me, I go all the way back to maybe generations.
Mm.
And then I go back to Soul City.
Yes.
And then I go back to like Stumo.
Yeah,
and
that era.
So yes, you know.
So it's even Soul Buddies. Do you know what? And it's so interesting because I started researching the history of South African TV. I was like,
okay,
when did it start? Like, what's the deal? And like, so we apparently as a country, don't quote me on this. Don't cite me in your media paper. But this is what I read. We got TV very late as a country. We got it in 76.
Wow.
We started with color. We didn't do the whole black and white thing. And because of
We didn't actually.
Yeah, we didn't at all. We just jumped straight into color. And because of good old apartheid, there were only two channels. One was English, one was Afrikaans, and that was it. And then...
And they were government-owned, right?
Or yeah, government-owned.
State channels.
Yeah, and then only later, so like 1986, Mnet came up.
Yeah.
So Mnet was the first big thing, big broadcaster to change the game. And they were actually not allowed to do the news on Mnet. That was like a rule that the governmental enterprise basically gave them.
God.
And here you go. And... Yeah, it's so interesting because Mnet had Carte Blanche that started in the late 80s.
So that was their version of news and current events.
And it still plays today, which is actually really cool.
And I think there has been a number of shows like that in South Africa that actually are, like, I remember Special Assignments.
Oh, yeah!
Special Assignments!
Oh, that was good! That was a good time.
And then there was it Crux after that or something that was similar?
It was Crux.
And then there was the one with Deborah Pattis show. Deborah Pattis, guys, is a legend in the streets.
What a living legend.
A living legend. Yeah. A Karen, if
you will.
If you
But yeah, like, it's so interesting. So anyway, like, post-apartheid, the new government, the ANC, then rejigged the channels, and that's how we got, like, the four main... Well, the three, SABC 1, 2, and 3, and they bucketed it in terms of language. So, like, the Nguni channel would obviously be SABC 1, and then the more Sotho thing, and then the more English would be SABC 3.
Yeah.
And then ETV came along in the late 90s.
Hallelujah, Queen. ETV. I remember when ETV came through, guys.
Shook everyone up. But then there were little
We had one like, more channel. Those of us who didn't have DSTV, obviously.
And remember, Mnet had prime time.
Yes, open time.
Open time. They had open time. So that was how a lot of people could watch. And then DSTV came into the mix
as well.
And we got a lot of international channels. But funny enough, even with that, it started with like CNN, BBC, and all the British news things.
Yes.
And the biggest shows, funny enough... there were some South African shows that were played internationally. As Good as Nice was one
of
them. That was actually one of the most top rated shows of the 80s.
Absolutely.
That and Shaka Zulu were like...
No, Shaka, absolutely.
Huge.
And I wonder why.
Like, huge. And that's so interesting. I actually really love that. I was like, oh.
Because they are like quintessentially South African, like black.
Yeah.
Black, and also like Shaka was perfectly shot. Like I can't even believe
it's so
that
well
they
done.
Got in
it's
and
really
were
well
able
done.
to capture all of that at that time with
with
the limitations
with the restrictions and the
around technical equipment, even just like generally. But those stories are interesting because I remember they were during the time of when Shaka was coming in. That was also the resurgence, well, not the resurgence, but like this emergence of like Itori, like which was usually white
from
writers
radio,
and producers coupling up with like black people, storytellers, and coming up with these stories and kind of, and I'm not surprised that Good as Nice was actually
really cool. And then it showed that there
amazing,
were some American shows that were dubbed.
Wow.
Yeah, or they were just networked in English because the assumption was that like everybody knows English. So the Jeffersons was really big.
Absolutely, the Jeffersons.
Yeah,
and then I think of
Family Matters. I think of
the Cosby Show,
all of that stuff that we
those,
grew up
like,
on.
Sitcoms,
that
right?
which for us became like the 7 o'clock sitcom.
Yes,
so you get My Wife and Kids and like.
Yeah.
That's So Raven, and like a lot of the UPN, Half and Half, One-on-One, like all of that stuff we used to get at 7 o'clock
did,
on
SABC
1, which was
but
just
But there was
really
also a soap opera or drama slot around 6 where I think it was Backstage, Isidingo.
Also, Igoli.
Igoli on Mnet.
Yeah, so that's actually
with
one of the ones that went international, funny enough.
Yes.
It was played like all over the
Igoli,
world.
Igoli, I never really,
really
watched because
no,
Afrikaans,
like,
I can't
knew
even.
Of it. I knew of it, Just but like Icardi, I know of Binnelanders.
Yes, Binnelanders. And all the things like Sukafrau.
And things that play
Sukafrau.
On CakeNet. Do you know what that
means?
Yes. The ones that all the Tannies watch.
Like.
Yeah.
All the Tannies. Yeah. Sieven de Laan was also a
anyway, yeah. That listen.
Sieven de Laan. I'd actually love to get people in here who watched that. Because
my brother had to watch it to learn better Afrikaans.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of there.
Yeah.
In the mix. But I never got into, did I? No, I wouldn't say I got into it, like the same way I got into Backstage.
Yeah, oh, Backstage, guys! Oh, KB. Backstage gave us KB, guys.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, Jukes. It was
still
like,
on a rock cliff, I said. Listen, you know, Backstage was good.
And it was like, it was set, it was students, right?
Yeah,
it was like
the
an
students
arts college.
Who were in the arts.
Yes.
Oh, it was so nice.
It was so nice.
It was so nice.
I loved Backstage.
We all used to watch that. And then, of course, really 8 o'clock. Generations.
Generations. But I also really loved Isidingo. I was like an Isidingo head.
My mom loved
like
it.
Like, I needed it every day, and I needed the omnibus in the weekend.
You see,
and I needed
because
it
they played at the same time.
Yeah.
They both played at 6:30.
They did.
I would
so
watch Backstage.
Always,
I would
always,
my mom would watch Isidingo, and then I would have to catch the omnibus on Saturday.
Yes, that's what I'd also do.
Or when we were fortunate enough to get another TV, I was like, ooh, Bob's
your
uncle,
if
I'm going to go.
If you had another TV, then things were great, you know? Yeah.
But yeah, like those feel like...
And Muvango, then we go to SABC2.
Oh, Muvango.
And it's an interesting
Muvango
thing that happens in
every
on SABC2.
Every channel
SABC2
had a soapy.
Yeah.
Every channel
right,
had like
right.
Its own
SABC3 soapy. Was like Isidingo and what else was it? There was usually like a
they had top
talent
billing.
They had top billing.
Oh,
hey, Saibo.
And I love top billing.
Top billing. Basutana.
Top billing.
Thank you.
Was before its time.
And
so
Ursula Stoppelfield.
Top billing is
and
what we're watching
now. And pristine accent.
Bo's Selling Sunset Ball. All these little shows on Netflix. That was top billing.
That was top billing, guys. Top billing.
Like top billing, so ahead of its time.
So ahead of
just
its time.
Just showing us people's
and just live,
lives.
Guys. And just you know,
lavish,
architecture,
us South
art.
Africa.
Just
seeing like new restaurants.
Top top
was
there. And
new restaurants in the area.
You know, like. You know,
Top Billing was a nice time.
Oh man,
Top
Billing
was.
I wonder if it's actually still.
No, it finished.
It finished.
It was a whole
and Mike
thing.
Mo, the doctor,
was
who was the actual presenter.
Bonang was on there. Yeah, Top Billing was done. I'm actually really sad. They should put that on Netflix.
They should, right?
They should. Or some. Or Showmax
Top
even.
Billing was
put
like amazing.
But
man.
That was good. That was really good TV.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Top Billing.
I really enjoyed it. Like lifestyle and just like your.
Yeah.
Hey, that's when I got to see the what is it called the horses, the racing and
oh
the whole,
yeah, equestrian polo.
Yeah, the polo. That's not like that's
Durban July.
Durban July. Actually,
I feel
guys.
Like I missed my Durban July window and I'm
yeah,
quite
I've
sad
never
about
been to
that.
The
I've never
Durban.
Been.
I'm shocked that you haven't
because,
been.
Why do you mean you're shocked that I?
Because it just feels like something you would have done.
Don't do this, yeah.
Absolutely. It's not even a shade. Like it feels like you would have done Durban July. I wish I did though.
I do wish I did.
I did.
But now it just feels like
I wish I did, yeah.
But I mean, bless you people that still go, but yeah, it just feels
it's still happening.
It's still happening. It happened this year, this July.
It is. Durban July
still
is
happening.
Still happening. Look at me.
It's
forgetting.
It's definitely still a thing that happens. Yeah, I don't know. But like that. And then there was Generations, which the
and
whole country would pause and watch Generations.
Absolutely.
We'd, part of the press. We'd be talking about it at school.
Yeah.
Whether, I mean, like, even when you think of the actors, Connie will always be Karabo.
Listen.
And he'll
Archie,
always be Archie.
Morocco,
do you know what
Silla.
I mean? Even things that we know how many times. Once. Twice.
Down.
Like,
shout out
just,
to that guy here.
Do you know what?
Listen.
We know those scenes. They are just part. Generations was part of our zeitgeist.
Yeah.
I always feel
it
so
really
smart
was.
Saying zeitgeist.
It really
but it
was.
Really was.
And advertising.
And that was my first introduction into advertising.
Yes,
New Horizons.
New
first
horizons.
Of all, Ketiwe being a clan
La
service.
Chocolata.
And then becoming the face of La Chocolata. Being the brand ambassador. Hey.
Gunja, she was client service.
She was client service, and then she just, now you're the face of the campaign.
Listen,
babes, did you write yourself into, babes.
And
you know,
write yourself all the way into like main character.
I know,
why
she
not?
Pushed.
Yeah.
Such main character energy. I love that.
Yeah, Ketiwe was. And the characters, you know. It's interesting to
Ntsiki and her kids. Ntsiki, so many dynamics. There was
Tina Chatwa's character. She was one of my favorite, like back then, generations. And she had a triangle with Archie and
and
the other one.
Generations were so juicy.
So juicy.
And the thing is, it was so juicy for a really long time.
Yeah, in the beginning, it was worth it.
It was hot for like a good 10, 15 years. Remember the big thing when they moved from like old school generations with like the brown theme song to like the new
thing.
Like, oh, we're in the new millennium, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. It's so interesting. And then after that, you know, we would have Yizo, Gazlam. You know, Intersections.
And I also wanted to look at SAPC 2 because SAPC 2 has always been an interesting case study for me. Everything on SAPC 2 is like, They had a lot of Muvango. They had like a lot of like that Suburban Bliss.
Suburban Bliss. Woo! I used to love Suburban Bliss.
I absolutely love Suburban Bliss.
Yes. I haven't thought about that in years.
Stockfell. Yes. They had Stockfell. They had like an interesting mix of things.
Actually,
like,
it always felt like a mixed bag.
Everything that was on SAPC 2 makes me think of drama.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Right? Yes. Like there was a very much theatrical, like, yes, you know, like there's props, yeah, there's a whole
also,
thing
do you
that
know
has
what?
Been done here that
SAPC 2
I really enjoyed.
I could be wrong. Am I wrong? SAPC 2 had dub. Which one?
Yes,
had the kids
dub,
program?
Dub,
they
dub.
Did have dub.
Ooh, dub, guys.
That creepy little green
listen,
alien thing.
And then was that dub was before? Dub was before, after.
Because it played. Because SAPC 2 had dub, and then if I'm not mistaken, SAPC 1 had Wild Room.
Wild Room. Oh, Wild Room was a new TV. I mean,
Yo
come on.
TV.
Yo TV.
What a
us.
Time.
Mandisa gave us. Brian gave us
Sade.
Cypher.
Everyone's favorite
listen.
Trapper.
Hey. It gave
yeah,
us a
but
lot.
But it's just, yeah, like, what an interesting time. And I like that even with kids' entertainment, like, there was stuff for us on SABC, and, like, we would all rush home to watch Dragon Ball Z and stuff like that. Was it
Dragon Ball Z, guys.
Yeah, that was everyone's first anime.
Yeah.
Well, for most
absolutely,
of us, yeah.
Absolutely, it was. It was.
But it was just really cool.
It really was. It really was. There was a lot.
There was a
there,
lot
there,
of good
it feels
programming
like there was a
on
lot,
network
but
TV,
also,
which
I
is
think
nice.
It was because network TV was what was available, and so there was a lot more content, I guess. It just feels like we
like
were consuming
effort.
A lot more South African content
back
then than we are right now. And I mean, it's just things are different right now. Like it's not a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of like influences that are coming in that, anyways, let's talk about what's on Netflix right now. South
I
African
mean,
stuff, I think.
Do you want
right?
to start there?
Where?
We could. No, because I was almost
start?
Thinking of what you said in that, like, it's not like network TV now. We're still watching it like that.
Are we? I don't. I
not
wonder.
Really.
There was this Kim Sami, which did really well, like, in the, in when Netflix and like, paid and
oh,
streaming
yeah.
platforms.
Yeah.
Kim Sami
was
also,
still...
like, doing a thing. Oh my gosh, I also think of Selima Tunzi.
Oh!
Hey!
Loved that
shit.
Do you know what was also interesting? Like, I really loved... Oh, also Janelle!
Yes, oh, absolutely! Yeah. Rest in peace, V-Mesh!
Yay! And then you're going to win a hi-fi with a gem
Samantha.
Blaster. Oh, I always wanted to be old enough to go on Jam Alley.
Right, and
I
get those boxes
also,
of chocolate.
Also,
there'd
always be the guy who'd be like, freestyle. And the raps would always suck.
And the little stage,
the tiny stage.
And
then people... And
the audience, guys. The
sorry,
audience
man,
was the craziest
so
like, that's a studio audience.
No,
I would have loved
you know,
to be a part
I
of.
I just wanted to be old enough to be part of Jam Alley in whatever
Dude.
Way. So I could say bottom left, middle center. So
oh,
I could be there
you know,
when people
and
on
answer
stage
the questions,
being like, when I
first right.
saw you, I already knew. Then it was like, woo,
oh my
yay.
God, hey.
There was something.
Listen,
it just looked like a really
Jam Alley was
good time. I loved Jam Alley.
Variety
Annie.
Show there.
That
studio
was a
mix.
Good studio mix. Really good. We used to park and just listen
to
music.
Have
a really
new
good
releases
time.
When when there wasn't any
also the song of the year, like the song of the year, that's where you get your music. That's where we would know SABC 1 is dropping the song of the year on
listen
at 12 o'clock and at midnight
anything
on the first
really,
of
anything
January.
That was yeah. trending with Studio
like,
Mix,
it
you
was
know?
Actually really, it was such a cool space, and I don't think it's being played with in that way. Like, I don't think we're exploring the same, and it's actually
but
also interesting because
how can we, you know?
We also had, there are a lot of shows that I didn't realize were not South African,
mm-hmm.
only later, that we all watched. So things like The Weakest Link,
oh,
Friends
absolutely.
Like These,
that
things
were,
that we adapted
that franchises,
from,
yeah,
like we adapted a lot of like
yeah.
BBC
we
content
did,
and
hey?
Made it our own.
Yeah.
Come Dine With Me is
Come
another
Dine
one of my favorite
me,
examples,
yeah,
even though
yeah,
that
yeah,
ends up being
yes,
like DSTV,
does,
but like...
Does.
Really,
Come
we had
really,
really
interesting.
We're really good at adapting shows and making them South African and just
Absolutely.
Making them better.
Because yeah.
Our Come Down With Me is just better. Our Friends Like This was better. Our Weakest Link, Fiona was
Listen,
better than the
Fiona.
Other one. Do you know what I mean? Because I tried watching the British, but I was like, no,
and she
it's
was
not
the,
the
she was
same.
Almost the watered down version
yes.
of Fiona.
It's like
Fiona
we took it and we
baddest.
Made it better.
Fiona
was
a badass.
Yeah, like there was so
and
much
it was
stuff
hard to be a millionaire
to watch,
like
and like. There was an energy around like, and I know that the way that we consume TV is completely different.
Oh my god!
But there was a, we used to rush to watch things.
Listen,
because
there was a time, there was a schedule,
there was a time,
there was a magazine as well in the Star. That was my favorite piece of
the TV magazine.
Oh god!
Even the DSTV
Inside or something.
There was an Inside, and then there was a DSTV, and it would come a Super Striker.
Oh, Super Striker, guys! Bring back Super Striker.
It was just a really good time.
And you'd have a schedule in
to
the,
watch
in the
TV.
Magazine. In the,
yes,
in the,
and
in
they
the
would
TV
tell you
magazine.
What plays, what there would be little interviews with the cast.
Oh,
there.
Exactly.
They'd be telling you about, oh,
you know.
Guys,
so you had to catch
a
thing
nice
when
time.
It came on because...
And also we would all talk about it the next day. It's like, it was kind of
the
like,
behavior.
You know what happened with the Mnet 8 o'clock movie where it's like, if you didn't watch that 8 o'clock blockbuster...
You'll never see it ever again in your
catch
life.
It. And it will repeat because, you know, DSTV
yeah.
repeats. It will repeat, but like... It's really fun to be there and we're all
to
watching
the
same
moment,
thing at
right?
the same time
yeah.
and like the next day we're all going to talk about it. And that's one thing, like I do love streaming, but that's one thing that I really love traditional scheduled TV for doing.
Absolutely.
Like we're all having this collective
Creating
experience together and we're all in the conversation.
Yeah, you know?
And now like
now what do we have?
The South African
what
show.
What do we have right
I mean,
now?
There's Moja Love.
Absolutely, there is that. There is that crop of reality, which is, and I also, it's interesting that you bring up the whole adapting from like, what do they call it? Like, serializing or whatever. I don't know. Adapting, you know, formats from the US or the UK or whatever. And reality is a thing, like
yeah.
Real Housewives of whatever
of Durban,
and all
Cape
sorts
Town.
Of, like, that's really Joburg. A thing. But our reality shows are also actually pretty dope.
Yeah.
You have Uthando Nesithembu, which is some basic shit. You have Babes Odumo's one right now that's really going on. She's dope.
I
that's
know.
A really cool reality
also, I really
show.
Like
and also
that
her
they...
wigs are fucking
And
is
you know, people always
everything.
Ragas is a country for wigs. Like in that Young, Famous, and African, I mean, we're
yes.
not good at wigs. We're not where we should
I guess
be as
I
a country.
I would not.
No, you can tell.
But you can tell a bad wig from a good wig. Her wigs.
The way it's
Ooh,
laid, the way it's set
are...
is never quite there.
Yeah.
Some people get it right, but it's just that Young, Famous, and African
uh-huh.
reality show
uh-huh,
on Netflix.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Ooh,
the
was
wiggery
rough.
Was battery.
It was rough.
Assery.
It was rough. To the point where people were making TikToks and being like, what is happening?
Oh my gosh. And that
it was
came
a bit
out...
of a joke. And even that was interesting because it's a Netflix but African
yes.
reality show.
Yes.
So there is, I mean, like
I
we seem
Vuzu
to be in the
for
age.
That though. Remember
Vuzu,
Vuzu for that. Vuzu was wonderful, guys.
Vuzu
was
that
a
was
time.
Such a good.
It was
like,
such a time.
From the 15 to 25 age
yeah,
demographic,
yeah,
Vuzu
really
was amazing.
Vuzu was amazing.
Running
so
with the Rips.
Dope.
Like all these
Running with the
reality
Rips.
Shows.
I also remember Street, Street Cred or
man,
Street. Oh my,
man.
So
Vuzu?
Many really cool shows. So many
yeah.
really cool shows.
Like there were a lot of things that you could watch.
Yeah, and we really kind of. Because Vuzu for me felt like an MTV,
like an yeah,
yeah.
like an yeah, it was that audience,
like a BET
very good
slash
MTV base. Because remember,
and
there was
we
a
did
whole
it
thing
really
we
well.
MTV
hey,
base. We did.
Yes,
well.
We did get MTV base,
yeah.
but Vuzu was before MTV base,
yeah.
right?
And
Vuzu
it's
did
really
well.
Yeah,
Vuzu did really well with the presenters, Abosia Bonga, and Yes.
Oh, like all of those.
And the, what's her name? She calls herself Brenda, but I forget her name now. We all know her. Lute Love as well.
Yeah, like all of those people. And it was, it was just a really fun time.
It really was
honest.
A fun time. It really
it
was
nice
a fun time.
To watch local TV. And it kind of makes me bummed that we're not doing that as much. Or let
we're
me
not
say do a collective we. I am not watching local TV as much as I was
not.
Before.
And I wonder if it's an issue of access and because of... It has to be because of our consuming behaviors right now. And I guess we have not... Like you say, we were behind with even getting the telly back then in the 1980s or whatever.
Mm.
And I guess we're behind and getting onto Netflix. But the stuff that goes onto Netflix that is South African, though,
let's actually talk about that because it's so, for me, it feels like even with that, it's contentious because I'm like, we had a golden age of TV in South
and
Africa for a very long time.
Why does it
and
feel
we know that there
like
are fantastic writers and there are
fantastic
actors.
Guys.
But on a Netflix that I'm assuming like, and I don't know what the exact process is, if they're commissioning people to write stuff, if people are coming with ideas, but I know that there's almost this like push to get more African content on Netflix.
There is a push.
And you see it, however, not all of it is good.
Yeah. A lot of it is missing.
There are too few things that are good.
That authenticity, that almost like...
Yeah, so it's like we see the cameras and the costumes and the budget.
Yes, the Netflix of it is there.
The Netflix of it is there. But the
stories
always missing.
But the stories are always
missing. A perfect example of that is Queen Sono.
Oh my gosh, Queen Sono.
What a letdown.
Pearl Tusi.
It was such a letdown.
What a letdown. I couldn't even.
On paper, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
But what a letdown. Because
she's like a spy. She's
her mom was in MK,
the premise was really cool, the idea is there.
Across this continent beautifully.
Yeah.
But the script and the acting was also rough.
And the acting.
It was just a letdown. For me, probably one of my favorite South African shows on Netflix, because we should talk about Showmax as well.
Absolutely. That's why I mentioned Utando. And the reality shows, Moja Love.
Blood and Water is probably my favorite.
Absolutely.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
I love that mess.
Yeah.
Because
it's good. It's good.
It's
good.
Such
Blood and Water
good,
really.
Delicious drama.
Yes. It really.
Yeah. It just. That for me, I'm like.
And also,
yes,
it is in.
This
is
entertaining.
On par
I'm very entertained.
With what is on Netflix. Because the
yes.
stuff like Queen
and
Sono
also
is.
Better.
That feels like it's lacking. Feels like it's like not on the standard of Netflix as much as it looks all great, but it just does
and you
not
know,
feel like
that
it's
and water
on
in some ways bats above
water.
The standard.
Exactly.
It was number one internationally, like when it came, and I'm sure when
Absolutely.
It comes out next week, it's gonna be number one
season three.
Again.
No?
Yeah, and like
Yay,
it's
guys.
Really
and
good.
They are working.
The act I mean, and we spoke about this in our own Blood and Water episode that like the kid actors woo. It can be rough. But It's really cool.
It can a little bit.
It can a little bit. But we'll forgive them.
But you know, there is pacing.
Cool.
There's pacing. And the main
There's drama.
The main
I still
want to
fire the music supervisor. But the main performer.
Right? And
pulling and
you know, they're really good. They're really good. Abo, what's her
Ama.
Name?
Ama. And
she's
even
really
Kosi
good.
Plays,
and
pulling. No, she's Amma's pulling, and then
and
there's Fikile.
Fikile.
He's fixed.
They're quite good. They're quite,
yeah,
they're quite,
like,
they,
you
they,
know
they,
what?
They,
I enjoy it.
They do the job.
And you're right, it is on par. But then we have a Showmax, and Showmax is interesting because they also have a wide range of
There is the Queen.
Local shows. Yeah.
There is Mzansi
there's
Magic
the River,
on,
that's
on,
an original
on,
show
yes,
that also
absolutely.
Plays
there.
And
there
they
is.
Tap into the whole soapy/telenovela
yes,
thing.
Yes, they do.
So
they
the river,
do.
You think of Gomorrah.
And
Isbaya
was
they,
there for the
yeah,
longest time.
And they're very good at bringing network TV onto streaming platforms.
Yeah.
So that I really do like. With Showmax, I really do like that you can
really
still
good.
Watch favorites and things.
On streaming.
Lockdown as well.
Absolutely.
On a streaming platform.
Down.
It's really cool.
It's
they
amazing.
Even tapped into the true crime with the...
What was it?
The Kruger Store.
Yes, Devil's Store.
Yes, Devil's Store. There you go. So really they still
great.
Like,
really great programming on Showmax,
like,
guys.
They give us the Housewives from Cape Town
to Durban. And those Showmax are good. Really those are good. Real Housewives of Durban.
Durban was probably my favorite.
We should just listen.
Durban was probably my favorite.
Listen.
We actually should do a Real Housewives episode.
We should do a reality episode. Absolutely.
Yeah. And like, yeah, it's really fun. So Showmax for me is definitely beating Netflix in terms of,
they would, because I feel like there is more of a relationship and an understanding of our
100%.
Our, you know, like how we do things and, you know, where to go to get really good content and mine it, like, you know,
because we can't not also like The Wife blew it out of the water. Like, it still trends every week. I mean, we all fall off and stopped watching.
And they've just come back for a third and final season. My God.
Yeah, and they even
I don't want to talk too much about the wife.
There's Tali's Joburg Diary, and they, do you know what I mean? Like, there's still all these little Suzette Yawan, like, there's all these things.
There's all sorts.
Yeah, so we're still getting local content.
But I wonder if it's like capturing the imagination of people. Like, you know, it feels like we've kind of lost touch with what it is we do, you know, like consuming our, although that's not to say that good work isn't being produced. Like, I think of production companies like Black Brain, like Yellow Bone, that just took out something now. What is it called? You're My Favorite Place. Like, people are actually doing really good reality TV shows,
you know.
There's a new production company now. I think it's called Dope Zulu. They're doing like Kelly Kumar's reality show. Really, really cool. Conceptual, you know, like, there's a nice conceptual, like, leg to these reality shows now. But I'm like,
it doesn't get...
Oh. Where do we lose it? Like, where do we lose it?
I don't know, because...
Where do we lose it on Netflix?
I don't think... I think there isn't as much... It doesn't feel like Netflix is into telling diverse stories as much.
Yeah.
And I say this in, like, a lot of the things that they have that are South African, it just falls, like, even when I think of Jiva, just fall flat.
Really,
do you know what I mean?
Hey.
And there's so many really different stories you can tell about dance culture.
Listen.
In this country. In this country.
In this country.
Asia Jiva, in this country. But that's...
And
like,
that's what they
that's
tried
what you
to
would,
do.
Do.
It's
do,
almost
do
like
I mean?
They tried.
But it just didn't... It's like, I don't know if they didn't have the right writers or they didn't... And you know what? And I'm saying this to say there are things that work. Like How to Ruin Christmas worked.
Worked.
And it isn't that there isn't a hunger for it, because local shows...
We need stories that we can relate
local
to.
Local shows always end up being number one. How to Ruin Christmas, when it comes out as well, also was number one. So, like, we do want to watch things. There just aren't enough of them.
Yeah. And it's, like,
anymore.
Also respecting and understanding that the audience is really smart. The audience has options. Like, you know, options upon options. Like, we're sitting on Disney Plus
and
Apple TV
Amazon
right now.
And whatever,
we're on YouTube
and, like,
watching
Prime Video
ASMR. Like, listen.
Yeah.
You can't just give the... You need to like, give the people... And it's like, that is possible. That is possible.
Yeah.
Like, with the lockdowns and... You know, we've had documentaries. Like, our documentaries are also really good. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think of even the Fees Must Fall one.
Yes,
they have
you
really,
know,
really
like...
documentaries. So it's not that the talent isn't there.
Isn't there. And the skill is not
and
there.
And the skill isn't there.
It's
I just...
I don't know what it is that happens on Netflix.
It just needs to... and like, I can't
Blood
even
Songs.
Tell you.
Have you heard of Blood Songs?
I've heard of it.
Have
also, they're redoing King Shaka. Well, not redoing,
oh,
but
yes.
There's also
that. Looks good, though.
That looks very
and
good.
And Nomzam was in that. And
I
you know.
Know,
yes.
And half of the cast from The Wife.
Absolutely, yeah.
But yeah, like, I'm actually really excited to watch that.
I'm also looking forward to that.
So,
I really am.
I think, yeah, like, if we can... We must just keep aiming to be good.
Yeah.
Because South African TV... has been really good. And
it
there's
would
no
be interesting
why
to get someone
be.
From Netflix to let us know how, like, the scripting process. Because I know, I get a feeling that they source writers or they have writing. I don't know. It just feels like the whole process has been sort of, like, corporatized and templatized.
Yeah.
You know? Because a lot of what we watch on Netflix does feel... especially for South African TV, feel like we're working off a template here.
Yeah.
And we must adhere to the certain guidelines.
But which, then it's just like the just template sucks is clearly the story not dry. Working.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
And they are, like, we are getting better at, like, showing more faces as well.
Yeah.
And not just having the same people in everything.
Yeah. But in connection to who we are, I would like to name good, really great, don't even look at me like that, really good black female characters that we've had. Like, I mean, you've even named Karabo. I think of Sintalele. I don't know if you remember that part of life. Sintalele was the Karabo of, like, boomers. I think, like, late boomers, whatever they call them, like 45, 40 up. That was Karabo of that time. And I also think of, you know, Abo Vimesh Vel.
Yeah, and I think of Cindy Latu.
Yes, absolutely. Like Utandaza, like guys. Utandaza. Yeah. You know?
And we have like big.
We really do. We have really strong, powerful Mtsiki. The beginning, the you know, the how we learnt about villains. How we learnt the word villain.
Even. A delicious villain. Because I love a good Tsiki Lukele villain. Have a good
with her British accent.
Oh, she had she's okay English. I just
shout out to her.
And that was a great question. I actually want to now, like, sit on that for
you know,
like, who are my names, who, yeah. But definitely I'm glad that I was around for it.
Yeah,
really,
absolutely,
to be honest. And there are a lot of things that I'm very glad that I was around to be there for in real time.
And that's what's really scary, you know? Because then the narrative then becomes like, where is South African TV?
And it's like
there's no industry, there's nothing here.
And that should never be the case.
There's
too much talent.
There is far too much, guys.
There's too much we have to offer.
We do.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
That's kind of us, because we definitely also spoke about which shows we're looking forward to. What shows are you looking for? Okay, so for me, yes. I will say it's the New King Shaka thing.
Absolutely.
It is, I'm very...
Blood and Water, of course.
Blood and Water, obviously. I'm also intrigued to see what they're going to do with Hatir and Christmas after
late
passing.
Yeah, of
Busi
Lurai, guys. Also a character,
sad.
Also a black,
very strong
woman who played so many roles.
Just messy and delicious.
And great comic background.
So
oh,
good.
Oh, man.
And I wonder...
Wow, that was shocking.
Yeah, because I saw that, like, they're going to do a baby shower for season 3, so I'm kind of intrigued.
And she is, like, the main...
She was the main character.
The
so I don't know if she filmed, she was there for some of it or not at all, and... Yeah, like, I'm not sure, but I'm quite intrigued about that. So those are probably...
Because, you know, it's something that you were also... You've also, like, said a couple of times that... Also on The Wife, Mkhwele's character is not him anymore. So it's the chat of how you change, how you swap out main characters. Is a very difficult... It's a difficult task.
And people even... And I mean, like, even when I think of, like, probably top of mind right now is Black Panther, because I just saw it.
Oh,
and
yes! We probably need to talk about that.
If they replaced Chadwick, everyone would have been upset about that.
Yeah. Absolutely!
The way that they did it was perfect.
Absolutely.
Because they honored his death even in the film. And it wasn't just... And I saw a tweet about how, like, usually when people say in memory of at the end of a film, that's all it is. But that whole film was like... A love letter and a tribute to him. Do you know what I mean? The fact that we start with a funeral and we're actually acknowledging that this person died.
I clearly have to go see this now.
Very much heavier than the first one because obviously there's
death
in
the
room
and
it's not as lighthearted. And
we've
lost the characters grieving. We lost the hero and you go through them grieving. You can tell that they actually are grieving because that was their friend. Like that was their brother. That was somebody that they wasn't just like. And Black Panther was like a cultural moment for all of us.
It really
and we
was.
Obviously
like
100% would have been upset if they were like, "Oh, this new guy's Black Panther." Like, no. Even with them, I was like, no, I hate, even when they do it in soapies, I'm like, no, that's not Belle. Like, what? Yeah, it
What do you do? I think it worked well for Wakanda because he actually did die.
But they had to rewrite, Ryan Coogler had to rewrite that entire film.
Yeah. I just think it gives you more.
But it,
you more because you have death to write about. That's also a stage, you know. It's, and it fed perfectly into the storyline. It just feels like Chadwick... and it's T'Challa. Chadwick
you could
T'Challa.
Still,
same.
You could still, the way the story. I mean, I'm not gonna say anything, but
yeah, absolutely. Oh, I can imagine.
It was just.
I can, and it's
it was
probably
good.
As
and the
beautiful
costumes,
as
Ruth Carter.
Is.
My God, the costumes are
my
beautiful. If Anyway.
Wow.
It's I don't know what the right thing to do is, but it's very jarring to an audience when you replace a main character.
Yeah.
It's
a
very
main
jarring.
Character, bruh. A main character.
Can't do that.
And you need to replace
and
it
I know
with a
that,
really
like,
strong
in an alternate universe who's on screen.
And it's almost like you need to learn the you need to learn the you need to learn about the character and the person who played the character and almost mimic that guy. Do you know what I mean?
But then even they for me, I prefer it if you make it your own because I'm always gonna not like you a little bit.
But that's what I mean. How do you keep the continuity? I need to feel
so
like
it,
I'm,
it must be like
the
this,
kind of
it,
I know
it must be like a different version of the same
character, you know, but still very much tied to the, the person we fell in love with.
Yeah,
because
but
now we have to fall in love
like,
with you. Who are you?
But it will still always be like, who are you?
It's a difficult task.
Sorry to this man. Who are you, sir?
It's a difficult task. It's really
but
a
I
difficult
mean,
task.
What are you looking forward to watching?
The Shaga one, absolutely, you did mention that. Blood and Water. And this one that just... Oh, actually, Black Brains has something on ETV. And I don't have a TV, so... I don't know. It's on ETV. It's like a... It's called Black Door.
Okay.
It's like a racy, you know, after nine drama.
After nine drama.
Yeah, because it's quite, it's about, it's got, it's quite, like, explicit in its sexual content. And I think that's interesting. It's like, hey.
It's not like a Passions.
It's not like a?
Passions.
Oh, no. I forget Passions.
I'm joking. That was fully a soapy.
It was, right?
It was fully a
soapy. No, it's not. It could be. I don't know. But it's like, it's very much got that. And that guy who was on, Mbatha's younger brother. He's one of the main characters.
Oh, interesting.
And it looks quite...
I'll look into that. Racy.
Racy.
I'll look into that. That sounds cool.
But that's it.
I don't know why
much,
I didn't
man.
Talk about a Yip Yip. Because that was also a show about advertising. Remember a Yip Yip? Played on Vuzu. It was about the three dudes that worked at an ad agency.
Was it Ayeye?
No, was it Ayeye? Ayeye. Not me naming the club. I am in the club.
It's not you naming the club. I'm like, wait, Yip Yip signs to me. Like debauchery.
Okay. I've never been there in my whole life.
Okay.
That
one. I remember that one. I do remember
that,
that one.
Was cool.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
That was
interesting. I enjoyed that. But it only had like one season, which was kind of sad because it was interesting. Okay, anyway. Content you sign up for?
Content. Oh my gosh. Gosh, I have to think about this. I am... watching Severance.
Ooh, how is that?
Good. Oof,
everybody loves that.
And I'm only on the second episode, and it is already blowing it's blowing me out of this world. Also, because it's that guy who was on Parks and Recreation, and he's
He's serious
he's so
now.
Good. He's
so
good. He's so good. Like. That series, bruh. Yeah. We shouldn't. It like flips the whole idea of work and how it actually is that we work, we're working here. And it also reminds me a lot of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Is that kind of
I need
thing
to watch that movie as an adult.
Oof, it's beautiful.
Again. It was really good.
Absolutely.
I need my adult brain to be like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yours? What's your con? And
I can't think of... Actually... So...
Are we on time?
It's like a lot of things. I think... Yeah.
Nice!
So I think we have like... The one is like Sex Lives of College Girls.
Oh yes, yeah, you've been
really
fun. You've been watching that. Yeah.
But season two is coming out, so I was kind of just like
on Instagram,
re-jigging my memory on the last few episodes again. But like the teenage me is really excited that they're doing a Princess Diaries 3
cast.
But I think the content probably I've been more in a music mode lately. Listening to Salt's new album.
Oh yes, Salt gave us music for free.
I love that.
Guys, so much music.
I love that collective.
So much music.
I love Salt. It's
Yeah. Salt did the Lord's work.
Salt, yeah. That's been
that's
really
what
cool
you do. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You just give the people music.
Yeah.
Beautiful music. For free.
For free.
Gratis.
Gratis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's us.
That's us.
Guys, yeah, tell us what you think about South African TV right now.
Yeah.
Godspeed.
Yeah. Yeah, there's growth.
Yeah,
there's growth. Which is funny because we are very old. But
it's very conservative in the country.
Yeah.
But you know, like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff.
Alrighty.
Bye!